standing equal to have a whole number that's equal to what the security rating is. So if you want to set up in a 0.6 space, you have to have 6 point whatever rating with the faction that owns that. And that's unmodified rating. Learn that lesson the hard way. You got to make sure, because connections, I believe, is a skill, will boost your faction rating. But that doesn't matter for POS setup. POSs can only be set up in 0.7 and lower, so you don't have to worry if, say, you want like a POS in a system right next to JITA, it's 0.8. Well, don't worry about it. You can't set up a POS there anyway, so just grind towards that 0.7. Or rather, 7 point something. I went with 6 point something and got a pretty decent system. I set up near JITA. You don't have to set up near JITA. You can set up near any one of the other trading hubs or make your own trading hub. It's just a matter of find a system you want and go for it. Thank you, Jade. Exactly what she said there. For a 0.5 sec system, you need 5.0 faction standing. Unmodified, of course. Now, you may be asking... decent system is based off of proximity to trade hubs. I was extremely lucky to get something so close to JITA. I spent weeks looking for dead POSs around and finally found somebody who was willing to sell their moon. That's another thing. One moon equals one POS. That could change in the summer update, but for now, if there's somebody with a dead POS, it's been deactivated for over a year, well, you got to get that POS out of there before you can do anything. Some folks will hire neutral, quote-unquote, mercenaries to go in and blow that thing up. That can cost money. You can talk to the person and have them pick it up and sell you the moon. That, once again, will cost money. There's actual realtors in-game who will sell moons to you. Normally, if you're near JITA, expect to pay around $400 million. I got my moon. I was incredibly lucky. Found somebody who was, one, trustworthy, and two, had no idea how much it was really worth. 3 jumps from JITA in a system with an ice belt, $225 million. Wasn't bad. So, we know we need faction standing. Now we're going to go into how to get it. Basically, faction standing is gained mostly from mission running. There's certain missions out there that can doubt faction standing. You may be aware of a few of them, the career agents, the ones where it teaches like advanced PvP, you know, how to mine, those sort of things. If you go through the whole 10 mission set, the last mission will give you faction standing. Each Empire has 3 hubs where the career agents are. I highly recommend going to all 3 of those hubs and completing all those missions. It'll give you faction standing. Another way is there's a something called the Circle Agents. These are mostly courier missions. They'll send you out. They'll send you to one, from one agent to another, then to another agent, and eventually you'll make your way all the way back to the first agent. When you complete that the first time, you're going to get faction standing for that Empire. The way I did it mostly was Cosmos missions. And hold on 1 second, I'm going to link something for you. All right, this link right here is the faction standing repair plan that I used to get going on get my faction standing up there. It basically details the career agents, the circle agents, and the Cosmos missions. Once you get started on Cosmos missions, you got to it's mostly Google to get out there and find a good website that's going to give you a detailed of all the Cosmos agents and all the missions and how to do them. I just found one for the Kaldari one. That's what I was interested in. But the Cosmos missions are basically, they're all concentrated in one constellation in the Empire's region space. And you just run around there finding all the different missions to do. Now, here's a little cheat for you lazy folks like me. All of the mission requirements, the things you have to pick up, the things you have to pick up are actually on contract in the constellation. It can be a little expensive. I spent over 500 mil buying all the mission stuff to get out of there. Otherwise, I mean, it's not that difficult to do it. Expect to have a mission ship that can handle level 4 missions before you want to get in there. Plus, also because it's not unique mission hubs, you're going to be competing with other people who are in there, and that can get a little nasty. Also, some of that constellation is probably below sec, so have yourself prepared for that. I lost a caracal when I was out there, so but if you've got the money and also no shame, you can easily buy all those mission requirements and just blitz through the missions. Once you run out of Cosmos missions, and you will eventually run out of Cosmos missions, there's another way you can do the storyline missions. These are mostly received when you complete, I believe it's 16 missions of the same level. You'll get contacted by a storyline agent. They'll have you come down. Usually it's a courier mission. They'll have you come down, that you'll do something. Faction standing. It's a little bit random. You might get 0.01 faction increase. You might get 0.5 faction increase. It really depends. Yes, you can buy your way through the Security Cosmos missions. There's a few times they will require you to go blow something up. In that case, phone a friend, or I did it in a caracal, so it's not so bad. Okay, so you've just been through 3 weeks of hell, and now you have your faction standing. Now we're gonna have to find a moon. Most moons in HiSec area are probably occupied. If you find one that's occupied, it's probably gonna be too far from a mission hub to be of an extreme use to you. What I did was I got in a capsule and I flew to every single moon in the systems that I was in, looking for dead pauses. You show info on the pause, you do a little research, you find out who the CEO of that pause is, send them an email, see if they want to send sell you that moon. There's also realtors out there who will sell you moons, but expect to pay a little bit more for that sort of service. Another thing, make sure you find somebody who's trustworthy, and as in everything in Eve, paranoia helps. Because there's no real guarantee for this sort of thing. I know when I was getting this moon, it was about the most nerve-wracking half hour of my life. Because I had to see if this guy was gonna shoot me with my paws in the cargo hold, if he was actually gonna tear it down, and we kind of had to have to do a half now, half later. It was a wreck. It was yeah, 'cause there's no guaranteed way. You can't set up like a contract and they only get paid once they take down the pause or anything. You just have to hope, I guess. Alrighty, so no, it doesn't matter what order you do the types of missions in. And you can even skip a few things, like you might just want to focus on Cosmos if you find the newbie missions are annoying. That sort of thing, but I highly recommend doing. I did it career agents, circle missions, Cosmos missions, and then when I ran out of stuff that I could do in the Cosmos missions, I just ran distribution missions until I finally had just enough. So it's a pain, it takes a long time, but it's really worth it. Like I said before, my guy is practically on autopilot. And I've made 3 billion this last month, so it's definitely worth it. All right, so now, for those of you who know, there's a whole bunch of different pauses out there. It's set up through through different factions. Right now I have a Kaldari medium tower. To be honest, that would be the one I recommend for most of you, and I'll go into why later. But if you're just a one-man corp, which most of you are going to be. Oh, I'm sorry, I totally forgot to mention in the legwork section. You're probably going to have to make yourself a one-man corp. The skills for it aren't hard. You're also going to need the anchoring skill to get things set up. But yeah, you usually just make yourself a one-man corp. That way you have all the access to deploy pause equipment and do and set that all that stuff up, and you don't have to worry about somebody who like gets recruited and he's a spy and now he steals all your stuff. So you can't steal your own stuff. All right, so back to the different types of pauses. Like I said, a medium tower is the best you can really it's the most you're gonna need. When you're getting if you're having a pure industrial setup, what I have at my pause, I have two advanced mobile laboratories, two regular mobile laboratories, two equipment assembly rays, one ammo assembly ray, deposit tower itself, and a corp hangar. So, what this gets me is it gives me more than enough slots for copy jobs. I have 8 slots for copies. I have 10 slots for invention, and then I have 12 slots for making mods and 6 slots for making any ammo. Sure, I'll go over that again. Two advanced mobile laboratories, two regular mobile laboratories, two equipment assembly arrays, one ammo assembly array, one corp hangar, and the tower itself. That's really all you need. That's going to give you more than enough slots for invention and copying, and you'll have more than enough stuff to make things. Even at max skills, you're only going to have 11 production slots, so 12 obviously more than enough. It is possible to have alts coming in. I do have an alt who does nothing but copy jobs. It's mostly just the two of us. One guy's on the copy jobs, I'm on invention, and then I do the production. You can have more, but of course you're going to have to go to larger setups on that. Another advantage with the medium tower is it only costs about 156 million per month to have running. I easily eclipse that with my profits. You go into a large tower that's going to probably about double that number, so you're looking at about 300 million. If you start going into the major faction towers, I believe they're also a bit more expensive as well, but they also give you more CPU and power grid. Thank you very much, Jade. So basically, you just want to set it up for max profitability there. You're trying to keep your invention jobs running all the time. Of course, it's a little bit impossible. My invention jobs run in a little bit over an hour, so obviously you got to sleep, eat, and work at some point. But you just pop on, takes you 2 minutes to set up 10 invention jobs. Away they go. Let me just go over my notes here again. Alrighty, now we're also setting up in HiSec. Like I mentioned, there are bottom feeders out there. They are people who will be on the lookout for your pause. They will war deck you, and they will either try to ransom you and basically pay me to go away, or they'll try to shoot down your pause and steal whatever drops. Mostly, the biggest defense against them is keeping your pause fueled and active. When a pause is fueled, it'll have a big bubble around it. That'll let everyone know, hey, this pause is active. If you let your pause go dead, you're just inviting trouble because they're on the lookout for that, and they think you're easy pickings. They think you're probably going inactive or you stop playing. Okay, so yeah, we were talking about bottom feeders. I have a lot of respect for these people, by the way. Like I said, they're looking mostly for dead pauses. They're looking for juicy pauses. That setup I gave you, that's a juicy pause. So what also deter them is defenses. There's a lot of different setups. You guys have a in the wiki, if you look for pause warfare, there's a lot of different examples. You're most effective, and this is why I mentioned the Kaldari Tower is what's called the Dick Star. Mostly this thing is surrounded in ECM. Anybody that wants to come and blow it up, you're going to have around 28 ECM modules on there, and they're going to jam out any sort of medium-sized fleet that's going to come in and try to get your paws. It's going to take them so long to blow it up, they're not going to bother. And the Caldari Tower gets a bonus to ECM. Medium, mostly because it's the cheapest to run. You could have a giant Death Star with your large tower and all these defenses. To be honest, the pirates aren't that big a deal that you want to go with the extra expense. Maybe if you have a problem, I mean, it's pretty easy. You could fly in with a large pause in your hold, pick up your medium pause, drop your large pause, drop a whole bunch of defenses. Defenses, however, are expensive. All told, between getting my faction standing, buying the moon, and setting up the tower, I probably spent over 1.5 billion. So, and that's just on a medium tower. So, it's based off of what you want to do. If you want to get guns galore and go for it, that's absolutely a decent tactic. I, however, prefer to Dick Star just because I like to harvest pirate tears. They cry about ECM. I love it when they cry about ECM. It fills me with a certain type of joy. One thing to note, though, with Caldari Towers, they also get a bonus to missile batteries. Do not, for the love of God, ever use any sort of missile battery in your defenses. The reason being is they require, I believe it's, yep, there you go, CPU. As soon as your tower is reinforced, you lose all your CPU. All those expensive torpedo modules you just put out there don't work worth a damn. So if you're gonna make a Death Star, then you're gonna go with projectiles more than likely, or hybrids, or lasers, or whatever. I don't care what you do, just don't be missiles. If you put a missiles out there and somebody's trolling you, like, well, Michael Inderani told me to, no, D don't tell them that. I told you not to. Just leave me out of it. You cannot repair your guns inside the bubble to affect anything. First of all, that does most of them have to be outside of the bubble, and then for you to rep them, you have to be in the bubble, so you are vulnerable. No one has ever actually come after my paws. However, my alliance has been war decked twice. And it's usually one man griefer corpse, and they're going after deactivated pauses in our alliance. I make my paws all prickly and mean, so people leave it alone. Most of my defenses aren't even online, but they could be. That's another thing. Just because you have something anchored doesn't mean it has to be online. Like right now, all my ECM modules and my shield hardener modules, my tower can't possibly support all of them at once. But I can online most of them. And then, and if they start popping my modules, exactly, I online a new one. Congratulations, you did nothing, Dick Star. But like I said, the best defense really is just being active, letting them know you're not going to be an easy target, and whatever's in my delicious little bubble ain't worth it. To be honest, we're only about a half hour in, and I've gone through most of my material. Let's start with some questions here. I know you all got them. Someone's got to have a question. Come on. Skills actually are very easy. You just need corp management to make yourself a one-man corp, and then anchoring level one takes literally an hour. If someone is gunning for your paws, more than likely it's for the drops. It could be for the moon. Somebody just decided they want your moon, and they hired somebody to come after, or they're coming after it themselves. But that's definitely rare. Defense modules, to be honest, I don't have a lot. I just surrounded myself with, pardon me, with ECM. So those don't have small, medium, and large. Generally, you want to just go with because it's a pause in high sec, you're not going to be bothered by any capital size ships. So probably medium and small will be just enough. Another one, make sure you're putting in sensor dampeners, because people who go after pauses can make a sniper boat that can easily go out to 250 kilometers. Your ECM modules and certainly your gun modules aren't going to go out that far, but your sensor dampeners will. Yeah, if you're space rich, absolutely. You can go for a large Dick Star if you want. To be honest, with the RVB war, I remember last time they came after us, was probably about 600 people in the enemy fleet and about 700 in our fleet. Probably was the same deal when you guys got attacked. To be honest, against that sort of thing, there is really nothing your pause setup can do. The only thing you really can do is tear the whole thing down and pack it up in a cargo hold. Pause refining, yeah, that's mostly done in wormhole space. Another thing that defends my pause is I'm in a dead end system that has no station in it, so people kind of stay out of this system because it's backwards and weird. But yeah, if you're in a wormhole, you're going to need a refining station, but that's kind of beyond the scope of this class. Fuel for the pause, I do it once a month. A medium tower needs 15,400 fuel blocks, and I think it's around 1,400 Empire charters. I just buy them all at once and haul them out. There's really no need to go beyond level one on the skills. Yep, and as Odawan mentioned, Starbase defense management, you can actually man your own guns. It's kind of a long train, and but it certainly makes your defense much more effective. Strompt only gets consumed when you go into reinforce. That's another thing, you always want to have strontium calthrates inside your fuel bay. Don't make it easy for these people. If they show up and they want to shoot down your pause, make them have to come back 16 hours later to take another shot at you. Don't ever give them just one straight shot. That's you might as well just help them pack the freighter yourself. Pause fuel, it's about as stable as any EVE market's going to be. I mean, you're going to have your price fluctuations, but and also another way you can do it is if you have an ice belt in system and you have the planetary interaction set up, you can make your own fuel blocks. It's not that difficult. I don't do it because I think high sec mining is one of the most boring things I've ever done. And like I said, this character isn't my focus, so I try to keep him in autopilot as much as I can. Moon mining, drug manufacturing, those are two things I've never actually done, so I could pretend I know a lot about them, but I'd just be feeding you a lot of bad information, to be honest. Yeah, mostly your high sec pause is going to be most folks will use it for tier 2 production, because if you go out, you're going to notice there's no copy slots in public available anywhere. Like the shortest time I think I ever saw for a copy job was 18 days. So yeah, you don't want to have to deal with that. Just pick up a pause and do your own copying. Yep, pretty much all of my T2 materials I buy on the market. I do some planetary interaction. I got two characters running that for my most expensive stuff, so that I kind of offset my cost a little bit, but that's all. I set that up once a day, I go grab the stuff, and I'm done. Mostly you can go on to the E forums in the buy sell section, and you can find the realtors there. Hold on, I can link you their names real quick. There's one of them. and I deleted the other one, but their name's Jita Realtor, and these two operate mostly in the Jita region. Also, you're looking around. When you find a dead pause, you just select it and click Show Info. It'll show you the corporation who owns it. You can click the corporation, find out who the CEO is, and send them an email. I sent out maybe 40 some odd emails, and I only got like two responses, one of which was in a highly broken English, and I actually took as a threat. It was a little weird. Let me see if I can find another realtor for you. That's her right there. Both came highly recommended on the forums. From what I can tell, they're very reliable. But like I said, this is Eve, and you present anyone with a juicy enough target, and they will take it. So, buyer beware. One thing I want to mention to you guys, if you notice myself, I'm in the alliance called Ad Astra. We are a kind of an alt alliance, but mostly of people who were previously in the uni. I know Neville Smith, in the brief time he was away from you guys, was a part of our alliance. They're a great group of guys. They really got me started on this. On this manufacturing thing, and I haven't looked back since. So if you guys are Care Bear oriented, I highly recommend it. They're also set up in Aldrat, so you don't have to worry about moving all your stuff 1,000 jumps away. Absolutely, you can team up with people. If you and a few friends want to set up a corporation and make a large pause and have four people to manufacturing, by all means go for it. That wasn't really my thing. Like I said, I'm just an alt who's trying to make some money so I can get my shiny ships blown up and not have to worry about it too much. But yeah, if you want to start on your empire there and get like a few underlings and you guys all set up pauses, by all means, yeah, go for it. Pauses aren't entirely a solo thing. Like I said, buyer beware. Anyone can be too tempted and even will rob you blind. But your best bet is let everyone have core hangar access, only people you trust. Also, there's through the roles and all the different titles and all that stuff, you can easily set up divisions of labor so that only you can really affect things. And I haven't gone into that a whole lot just because I don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to steal for myself. So yeah, don't but yeah, if you want to set up your own little empire there, getting people and have you guys coming along, by all means do it. Don't you guys get somebody stole 16 million from the skill book wallet? Well, see, it's Eve University. You guys taught him the basics of corp theft, and now he can move on to the larger NullSec alliances and try to get that 500 billion-esque theft. And the world spins round and round. All right, is there anything else you guys want me to go over? I can certainly rehash this information in case I sped through it. I have a tendency to talk very fast, especially when I'm in instruction mode. So please let me know if there's anything you want me to go over again, or perhaps you didn't get it the first time around. I don't know if there's going to be a pause of one-on-one class sometime. If you guys have been for one, haven't had one for a while, I can certainly teach it. I've been trying to help Neville out this last month, and I want my rewards, so I'm going to try to teach as many classes as possible. Yeah, it's a matter of how many. Expect about 10 slots per person, depending on if they focused manufacturing, if they focused invention or copying. But yeah, you want to try to have 10 of those slots per person. So if you've got four people, it's likely you're going to need a large tower. In high sec, yes, it is absolutely possible to fly up to somebody's pods and look at it. They can't shoot at you, you can't shoot at them. If it's somebody you're in a war with, though, all bets are off. So yeah, just be careful on that thing. I don't know how many wars the Eve University has going on with them, but if you're in a one-man corp, likely you're not going to be at war with anybody. But yeah, absolutely. If you fly to any moon, you're probably going to see a pause on it. So you'll see a bunch of different. I know I've seen some really nasty looking Death Stars while I was going around. So you could take a look at what they do. To be honest, most of it's just Wang measurement in high sec. But you never know. Somebody with 50 some odd battleships may decide they want to come get your pause someday. So all those guns may help you. Any future pause changes? It's pure speculation right now. I don't even remember where I heard that they're going to be changing the pause mechanics, but I think it would be rather awesome if they could do two pauses per moon, especially if those corporations are at war with one another. But you never know. Yeah, you can have your trader at Jita be set up in your pause. My pause is kind of weird because I have no station, so to set up any jobs I have to be within 2,500 meters of the lab or array itself. But if you have stuff set up in a station that's in the system with there, you can set up your manufacturing jobs from there. If you get warp decked, get your intel ready. Find out if it's a one-man corp that's after you. If it is, ride it out. If it's like a big alliance or something like that, your best bet may be to tear the pause down. Yep, as Jade said, there probably is a bunch of free moons. I only really did anything within five jumps of Jita, so this area is heavily settled. You can easily probably find one, but if you get closer to the main trade hubs, you're probably looking at a complete clog up. But yeah, and it's also a matter, I know there was somebody who set up a pause near the LoSAC camp, and I was half tempted to go and try to rent some slots from him and try to sell to the LoSAC camp, but then I also realized that G is just a lot easier and an anchoring service. Oh, there's actually, and I totally forgot to mention this. You personally don't have to set up the your faction standing. If you're willing to pay, there's people out there who will make a corporation for you, and they will they have the faction standing. They'll basically you'll hand your corporation over to them. You'll leave the corporation. They'll just put one person in there and make your corp standings rise to the requisite amount. Then they hand the corp back to you, and it takes about a week for it to settle back down. And then at that time, you set up your pause. The reason I didn't do that is I want to be able to tear down my pause and be able to set it back up again if I need to. So I grounded out, and I just did it that way. And also, if you really want to grind out the missions, and it's technically free, I just spent 500 million because I'm lazy, so. And it's really a matter of what you want to do. If you want to get your pause set up immediately, you can get a corp through these guys, set up your pause, and then just slowly grind out the faction standing. It's all a matter of what you want to do and what you're willing to pay for. As far as that, there's not a lot of I'm not going to go into basic POS mechanics and all that stuff. That's really for a POS 101 course. Well, Jade, mostly what they do is once they get the faction standing up to where it needs to be, they hand the corp back to you, and it takes about a week for it to go back down. So they're not setting up the POS. You are once you get the corp back. As far as what T2 you should make, that really changes every day. So I highly recommend there's a program out there called Eve ISK per hour. You can it'll show you what's the most productive and profitable tier two modules are, and you can go from there. Mostly I deal with mining laser upgrade twos, rocket launcher twos, and small tractor beam twos. The small tractor beams are extremely profitable but also extremely expensive. A pack of 10 blueprints will cost me about 200 million just to buy the materials for, but will sell for around 500 million once they're manufactured. That I don't know how they do it, Aid. I think it's one of those you just gotta trust. As hard as that is to do, and Eve, like I said, when I got that guy to sell me the moon, I was just out in a Badger with a pause in my belly, and this guy he flew out, he tore it down, and I set it up, and I paid him his money, and away we went. I could have easily, I was fully expecting to be out 100 million ISK from that one because I paid him half now, half later. I was really expecting him to fly away, but he didn't. Blueprint copies are on the market, but to be honest, they're the prices they sell for make T2 production not profitable. So it's always better to do your own events almost free, except for the data cores, of course. I personally just build modules. They're easy to do. Ships can be very profitable. There's all sorts of things out there that are profitable. I just do tier two modules because they're easy and they have just enough profit to keep me happy. You can easily make a hell of a lot more ISK making capital ships, making tier two or tier three ships, whatever you want to do, whatever, find your niche and go with it. Yeah, exactly. Trust is a huge thing. I mean, I couldn't believe this guy didn't rip me off. Like, I basically just handed him 100 million and said, please tear down your tower. And I was lucky he did. Like, he could have just flown away and there would have been nothing I could do except hang my hat. So it's a little iffy. It can be a bit difficult, but yeah, it's definitely worth it. Like I said, you make a crazy ton of money out here if you pick the right spot and right stuff to make. Faction standing is only for where you're setting up. Like I could have easily, I have 6 point whatever Caldari standing, but I could have easily set up in a Mar tower. It's only because I'm setting up in Caldari space do I need Caldari rep. I'm sorry, faction standing. Rep is a whole other thing that I stopped playing a few years back. Yeah, because if you go around looking, like if you undock from Aljat right now, you can easily find somebody else's high sec pause, and it could be Amar, it could be Galente, it really doesn't matter. There are faction towers. I've seen Garista towers, True Sansha towers. Those, however, are expensive. My tower, my little medium Caldari tower, was about 100 some odd mil. Expect a like a True Sansha large tower to run you 1.5 bill. but those also come with a lot of different advantages. I believe they have increased power grid and CPU, and I think they get a lot better bonuses to their certain stuff. Correct. It's just four main flags there. Like I, for whatever reason, I think I have Ten Egg Kingdom like 8 point something. That doesn't do me a damn bit of good. Tower takes about, I believe it's an hour and a half, half hour to actually get it set up and anchor, and then another hour to online it. And that also goes for your defenses. It can take you a long time to set up the defenses. Like I know each ECM module had a had an anchor time of around 2 minutes. So you gotta get it positioned, anchor it, wait 2 minutes, get the next one positioned. Wait. It takes an awful long time. Yep. That's part of the fuel requirements. You need fuel for what your what type of tire you're putting it in. Like for mine, I do Caldari fuel blocks, and then I need Caldari State Starbase charters because I'm in their territory. If I was in the Umar Empire, I need the Umar Empire Starbase charters. And those are also fixed costs based upon the size of your tower. A small tower uses the same amount of Starbase charters as a large tower, but they're also pretty cheap, so it's not going to make much of a difference. I mostly have them at the compass points, north, south, east, west, and above and below. I put four pieces, and I just have another one sitting out there. To be honest, the range is over 200 kilometers, so it kind of doesn't matter, especially if you have sensor dampeners. Because another thing to remember, the absolute max range anyone can get will have 250 kilometers is their absolute max range. So as long as you can hit that range, you're okay to go. I use 28 ECM modules just because, why not? Plus, also, I can online all those modules at the same time and still be within my CPU and power grid. And yeah, and also like 28, being able to jam out 28 ships is kind of awesome. It's going to take a significant fleet to counteract that. And like I said, the whole purpose of a Dick Star is to just make it as hard as possible and make people just not want to bother. The targeting's not very smart. It's always better to man them yourself. That way you're if you're combining ECM and guns, you want to jam out the Logi so that their guns can kill the other people. But yeah, they will at least spread themselves out mostly. So I had 28 people jump in on me. Chances are they'll jam out 28 people, I would hope. Most of the greens I've seen come in at you with Nagas and Tornadoes. So, to be honest, they're not going to be that tough. They'll get the range on you. They're hoping to outrange your guns and just snipe at them. So sensor dampeners will alleviate that issue. Any other questions? Alrighty, so I think we're gonna wrap it up here. I gotta get going here in about 10 minutes. But yeah, it's great. I'm surprised we got even 75 people here. It's high sec pauses. They're really They're really profitable if you can get through all the crap you got to go through to get them set up. They're also very, fairly low maintenance once you do actually get them set up. I highly recommend it for you aspiring Care Bears. So it's an absolutely great thing to do for yourself and make a whole lot of money. All right, so once again, for anyone who recorded this, if you could throw that up on the forums for everyone else who wasn't able to make it. And I'll also look into seeing if you guys need a pause 101 class and hopefully get that set up for you guys. In the meantime, you guys have a great night. And for those of you who are interested, I'm teaching again on Tuesday for an Interdictors and Bubbles 101 class. So I hope to see some of you there who are interested in that sort of thing. Good night and fly safe.